Good morning. Welcome to the MT for Christ 24/7 podcast. My name is MT Clark, and today we're starting a new series of teachings. It's the Celebrate Freedom Discipleship course. It's a course that I developed in 2020 to fill in the gaps of the 12 steps programs and Celebrate Recovery to infuse it with Christian discipleship principles. And I developed seven lessons to go in between certain points of the 12-step process or the eight principle process with Celebrate Recovery. And since the day I originally developed this course, I've actually cut it down a little bit. I'll be presenting this course, or actually our group will be presenting this course lesson tonight at Starpoint Church, as we will be reading it growth group style, meaning I cut the lesson up and hand it out. So I like to teach, so I decided to present it on the podcast to share the lesson basically with everyone out there who might be in recovery or who might be interested in the kingdom of God, because that's the topic of today's lesson. And I'm going to share my screen and we're going to read through it together. I didn't really present it in a PowerPoint presentation or anything, but we'll read through it together. And I hope it blesses you. And we'll start that today, right now. So I'm going to share my screen and we're going to jump right in. All right. Like I said, this is not going to be too dynamic. There's the Word document. Welcome to Celebrate Freedom. Tonight we'll be doing, or this morning or this afternoon, whatever you're watching. Tonight we're going through Celebrate Freedom, Discipleship Course Lesson One, The Kingdom. And the discipleship principle number one is our worldview, relationship with God, and our lives must be defined by and lived within the context of the kingdom of God. Mark 1:14 through 15 says, "Now after John was put in prison, Jesus came to Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, 'The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel.'" The focus of the gospel of the latter 20th century and earliest 21st century has been the redemption of man. Modern messages focus on salvation and forgiveness as the means to fulfilling man's pursuit of happiness on earth and his ultimate happiness in heaven. Christ, the suffering servant, relieves the guilt of sin and guarantees life after death so man can live the life he chooses. Scripture, however, presents the gospel as God's call to man to repentance and service to God's kingdom. Christ brought the kingdom of God with his earthly ministry. It is here presently through his word, the church, and the Holy Spirit who lives in believers. It will be fully realized when Christ returns to rule and reign. So the kingdom of God has come and is yet to come. The kingdom is both now and not yet. What is the gospel of the kingdom of God, and how can understanding impact recovery? The good news of the kingdom of God is that Jesus made a way for us to enter it. Through faith in Christ, we become members of the kingdom. In short, discovery of, entrance to, and participation in the kingdom of God is life itself. Becoming part of and serving the kingdom is life's meaning and purpose. For recovery, a revelation of the kingdom of God provides meaning and empowers you to repent of your sins and overcome any hurt, habit, or hang-up. Revelation of the kingdom infuses life with a purpose that establishes and maintains victorious living. Covenant, the kingdom, the key to the kingdom. Step three, we made a decision to turn our lives and our wills over to the care of God. Celebrate Recovery's principle three is consciously choose to commit all my life and will to Christ's care and control. What just happened? By making the conscious choice to commit all my life and will to Christ's care and control with a verbal proclamation that specifically names Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we enter a covenant with the Lord and become members of God's kingdom. Galatians 3:17 tells us, "And this I say, that the law, which was 430 years later, cannot annul the covenant that was confirmed before by God in Christ, that it should make the promise of no effect." Our covenant with Christ reconciles our relationship with God, which was broken by sin. When we come into covenant with God through faith in Jesus Christ, we receive the promises of God. Galatians 3:29 says, "And if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." God promises give us so much. We are forgiven of sin. Galatians 1:3-4 says, "Grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father." We are given eternal life. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." We also become God's children. Galatians 3:26 tells us, "For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus." We are also given the Holy Spirit. Galatians 4:6, "And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father." We are also given power over sin. Galatians 5:16 says, "I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." And we also become members of the kingdom of God, royal priest, and co-heirs with Christ. 1 Peter 2:9 through 10 says, "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not a people, but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy." Our covenant with God not only establishes what we receive, it declares whose we are, which in turn defines who we are and what we are to do. Our covenant relationship gives us a new identity and purpose for life, to serve the kingdom. What do you need to know about the kingdom of God for recovery? One, the kingdom is real. Most Christians do not have a revelation of the kingdom, so we first have to know there is one. There is a kingdom over and above all creation, and Christ is the king. He brought the kingdom to earth, and he will come again to rule and reign for all eternity. Matthew 28:18 says, "And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth." In Matthew 6:10, we all know it from the Lord's Prayer, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." God is in control and is working all things toward the culmination of his coming kingdom and for the good of those who love him. Romans 8:28. We can be at peace knowing there is a higher meaning and purpose to life, and we are secure as kingdom members through our faith in Jesus. Number two, the kingdom of God is the gospel. The gospel of the kingdom of God is what Jesus taught and commanded his followers to teach. Matthew 4:23 says, "And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people." Luke 9:2 says, "And he sent them," his apostles or his disciples, to preach the kingdom of God. We may be saved from separation from God and delivered from our hurts, habits, and hang-ups, but we are saved to represent and work for the kingdom and to assist in delivering others to the kingdom, where they can find life, healing, and purpose. Heaven is temporary. That's the third thing we should know about the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God culminates in a new heaven and a new earth. The gospel of the kingdom aligns with scripture to dispel the common myth of an ethereal realm of the afterlife as our final destination. Revelations 11:15 tells us, "Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. The kingdoms of the earth will pass away, but God's kingdom is eternal. When we have a revelation of this, the things of God become more important than the things of this earth. When we have a revelation of the kingdom, our faith will endure to the end. Number four, as members of the kingdom of God, we are to use the king's power to overcome our hurts, habits, and hang-ups, to give glory to God, and to better represent the kingdom. Sanctification is the kingdom work to be done on ourselves. Romans 12:1 says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Our recovery is kingdom work as we are going, as we are doing God's will for our lives to repent and to be healed. Our choice to overcome our hurts, habits, and hang-ups is to realize our purpose for a higher cause than our personal well-being. We are conforming ourselves to represent the kingdom through our transformed life, and our testimony becomes evidence of the king's power. Number five, the kingdom has an enemy who has enslaved us and seeks to destroy or disable us. He must be recognized, fought, and defeated for victory. John 10:10 tells us, and what Jesus told us, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Matthew 6:13 says, and do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. The kingdom of God recognizes there is a kingdom of darkness to be delivered from and continually fought until Christ returns and establishes his kingdom on earth fully. Beyond our own fleshly desires and patterns of behavior, the enemy has been leading us into temptation and encouraging our destruction. In Christ, we have the power to be victorious over the enemy in spiritual warfare. Number six. Assisting others to join and participate in the kingdom of God is your calling from God, as your testimony can be used to help others to be saved and set free. Mark 16:15 tells us, and he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Our pain and struggles become a message of hope for others as we re represent a transformed life that results from being a member of the kingdom of God through our faith in Jesus Christ. Revelation 12:11 says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. What the enemy meant for evil, God has turned for good. Our stories were of darkness, but now are of light, life, and hope. Seven, the kingdom is not for all. Luke 13:24 through 28 say, or just might be 24. Yeah, it's just 24, typo. Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I say to you, will seek to enter it and will not be able to. All will not enter the kingdom of God as Christ describes entry to be through a narrow gate. The narrow gate is entered through faith in Jesus Christ. There. Without faith in Christ, we are unforgiven and unacceptable to God. John 14:6 tells us straight. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Those who have rejected Christ have refused entry into God's kingdom. Sobriety without Christ is a good work, but leads to eternal separation. For salvation is through faith in Christ alone. Knowing this, we must love our enemies and forgive them, for they do not realize the seriousness of their situation. We must be loving and patient, for in a moment they could suddenly see the light and come to Christ. Our previous lives in darkness looked like we had no hope. So we of all Christians should know to keep those outside the faith in prayer and extend to them the hope of the gospel of the kingdom. And we're wrapping it up. Having a revelation of the kingdom of God can be a key paradigm shift in our recovery and in our lives. Being aware of our place in God's kingdom and the promises of God can motivate our success and maintain our recovery as we experience the difference of a life filled with God-given hope and purpose. Belonging to the kingdom, we know the kingdom is real, is here, and is yet to come. Christ is the king. The world is temporary, and the kingdom is eternal. The kingdom was Christ's primary message and teaching that we should share. And membership to the kingdom through faith in Christ gives us eternal life from which we can live fearlessly, power to overcome and heal, to walk out of darkness into his light, authority over the enemy, and the ability to recognize his role in our temptation, a present and eternal purpose to represent and usher others into the kingdom. Living in the context of the kingdom brings heaven to earth as we experience the peace that surpasses all understanding, regardless of circumstances, knowing that our lives will continue into eternity and that God is present with us, is for us, and will never leave us or forsake us. God has a plan for his creation that results in his followers living with him in a new heaven and a new earth. When we understand the kingdom, we are given a purpose and the power to overcome our struggles and to endure through trials. Let's close in prayer. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us together tonight to encourage and support one another in our walks of faith and for reminding us through your word that Jesus is the King and through him you have welcomed into an abundant new life in your kingdom. Lord, motivate us to represent your kingdom and to do the kingdom work of our personal repentance and sanctification through recovery, and to share the gospel of the kingdom with the words of our testimonies and the evidence of our transformed lives. Thank you for giving us a new life and an eternal hope that we received when we came into your kingdom through our Lord, Savior, and King, Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. And for your discussion, the questions to ponder, to review and examine is one, how can a revelation of the kingdom of God help in your recovery? Two, what are the implications for those in recovery who have not named Christ as Lord and Savior regarding the kingdom of God and their ability to prevent relapse? What promises does one inherit as a member of the kingdom of God? How is the gospel of the kingdom of God different from other gospels taught in most modern American churches? Are there any inherent responsibilities as a member of the kingdom of God? If so, what are they? If not, explain your answer. How does the kingdom of the and the how does the knowledge of the kingdom of darkness and the enemy impact your recovery? And how does the knowledge of the kingdom of God affect the purpose up for your life? Well, that is the end of the lesson, and we appreciate you listening or tuning in on YouTube. As always, we encourage a life of Christian discipleship, and we hope that you'll join us. Now that we've started this process, we're gonna continue it, I guess, every Wednesday now. Instead of doing my regular blog, we're going to share these lessons for the next 7 weeks, as we'll be doing lessons on things like spiritual warfare, our identity in Christ, and others are yet to come. So I have to move those down to the size, basically, from their original 2020 version. And we'll have them. We'll be faithful to get that done and to present these. And as always, like I said, we do encourage people to live a life of faith in Jesus Christ. It was through recovery and discipleship that I discovered that we could overcome, all the hurts, habits, and hangups that trip us up and keep us from being the people we were created to be in Christ. So for me, MT Clark, and MTforChrist.org and the MT for Christ 247 podcast, we say God bless you all.